But they said that's where some time was lost or.
Wormholes take care of our bodies. Something to do with the circulation. I've heard, you know, the guy that has all the natural history stuff and all. Mm. It's just a miracle how God's got the hose taking care of our bodies. Mm.
Yeah.
I don't understand any of that.
No.
Yeah.
But I know it works.
God's got all that on.
Amen.
But I meant, Bro Hart, that our calendar is a little different. They celebrate different days.
They do.
Than yeah. what true. We are. You know.
But yeah. That's true.
Really?
I thought you meant the Bible calendar was not like
the Jewish calendar is different than
yes, different.
I do Jewish calendar is what I thought mm-hmm. you meant.
I want to get one. I always wanted one. Show all the different months correlating yeah. hours.
Where would you get one?
I don't know.
Amazon.
I'm ordering
you. If you want it, it's on Amazon.
Yeah.
At a good price, probably.
Oh, yeah?
I'm ordering me one then.
There you go.
Okay, last week we stopped at verse 11, and we took a sidetrack look of Cain, Balaam, and Korah the last few weeks, and you know we saw how they went awry, you know, and they all had something in common. From a certain point of view, they all sounded good, you know. That's how false prophecy works. There's something. There's a bait side. And then there's a hook side. Every time Satan speaks, there's a bait side mm-hmm. and a hook side.
Yeah.
Now, Korah thought he was right, and he was persuasive, and he did a lot of damage, and a lot of people were lost. And Balaam, you know, he should have known better, because I'm sure a man like him had information about what Cain did. He had a relationship with the Lord, and he betrayed God. He talked to the people anyway. That's why if something changed your focus, it changed your destiny. It you know, God will start looking smaller, and whatever you're after will start looking bigger. And it can be something you don't want. They can change your focus. You know, it could be disaster. If you look at the disaster too long, the disaster will look bigger than God in your eyes. But the Word of God keeps us steady. It keeps our, if we renew our mind won't argue with our heart. Our heart will stay enlightened with the Word of God. And we can follow Him. And we can easily defeat whatever Satan come up with. But that's the way to do it. If your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. But these are people who went after something other than God. The Cain, Balaam, and Korah, they all went after something that was not of God. They put their own will first, and they reduced God's will, and they enlarged their own will, and they did it for their own personal reasons. But we know that the Holy Spirit, if we start swaying, the Holy Spirit will convict us of the sin and warn us of, you know, things that's coming. He won't leave you in the dark about things that's forming against you. But you have to, you know, just like the Word of God, when the Holy Spirit speaks, you have to receive it, believe it, speak it, and act on it. Because man don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Whether it's the written word, which is our foundation, and then the current spoken word of the Holy Spirit, and the current spoken word of the Holy Spirit through others. All of that is God's word. If God give you a dream and give you any form of information, you have to receive it. You have to believe it, receive it. It's got to become part of you in your heart. Then you speak it and you act on it. And that's how we stay safe. That's how we win. But these guys, these three examples, they didn't do it. So the word said, these are spots in your feast of charity. Spots in your feast of charity. They look like us. They do. They speak our language, but they have turned. It said, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, they have no fear of their disaster. They have no fear of their judgment that's going to fall. They've forgotten, according to 2 Peter 1, they've forgotten that they even needed a Savior in the first place. He said, clouds, they are without water.
Read that before that, right after fear.
Feeding themselves without fear?
You read fear, then read the other. Servant only.
When they feast with you, feed themselves without fear.
I'm going to read it. There are spots in your love feasts while they feast with you without fear, serving only themselves.
Yeah.
Serving only themselves.
Yeah.
What version do you got, Sister Mary?
Huh?
What version are you reading from?
This is the New King James version.
Okay.
And serving their own self. That's who they serve. Serving their own self.
That's what.
Not the people.
Whatever they're doing, that's where their focus went. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what they began to be focused on. And you won't consider the wrongness of it. They've been hooked with the bait side. And they're not going to turn from what they're focused on. They think it's doing them good. And they've turned. They turn their heart. Now, we said in the other class that when people, if they turn in their heart, that's game over. But if it's in their mind, God can still work with them. And, gave the example of Nebuchadnezzar and Herod. Now, in Daniel 5:20, it said that his heart was lifted up and his mind was hardened in pride. So God was able to do something with Nebuchadnezzar. He was able to, the judgment that came on Nebuchadnezzar ended up helping him to repent. Here it is. Now this is Daniel talking to his mother, or the queen, explaining, verse 18 says, O thou king, the Most High God gave Nebuchadnezzar thy father a kingdom and majesty, glory, and honor. Verse 19, for the majesty that he gave him, all people, nations, languages trembled in fear before him, whom he would he slew, whom he would he kept alive, and whom he would he set up, and whom he would he put down. But when his heart was lifted up, and then it says, and his mind hardened in pride, he was disposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. And the 7 years he had the heart of a beast, and when he came back, he never deviated again. And he, verse 21, and he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beast. His dwelling was with the wild asses. They fed him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with dew of heaven, till he knew that the Most High God ruled in the kingdom of men, and that he appointed over it whomsoever he will. And then he said, and thou, his son, O Belshazzar, has not humbled thine heart, though thou knewest all this. And so his kingdom was taken from him. The Medes and Persians took over that night. So, but the theme is if a person deviated in their mind, the Lord can still work with them. But Herod, the worms ate him. they made similar statements. But Herod, that was no redemption for him. And so it is with these three. These are spots in your feast of charity. When they feast with you, feed themselves without fear. And Isaiah talks about this, how preachers, the pastors feed themselves and don't feed the flock. And he give a long list of things that they do.
My reference from Scofield Bible, which is the King James, mm-hmm. said shepherds that are without fear feed themselves, just like you were saying.
Yeah.
They reference the shepherds. I don't know if that's right or not. That's what they said. I guess it could be a lot.
Yeah. And they let the sheep die. Yeah. And then, your influence is going to last longer than you do. Whatever you do now, when we go on to be with the Lord, our influence will still be here. Because we will have said things that have encouraged people. People make decisions by it. Good advice, bad advice, whatever. It lingers. So, yeah. And some of the... some of the battles that we struggle with started from false teaching back in the days of Paul, when the Jews gave him trouble. When the lame man was healed, they didn't want him to be healed. Cold religion didn't want him healed. When they saw the lame man standing next to Peter, they could say nothing against it. They tried to get him to stop teaching in his name. Cold religion is no different. It doesn't want the power of God, and that's where it stemmed from. You'd be surprised at the patterns that were set way back then linger on to now, and it still causes a struggle for people. So, only way to kill it is the Word of God. You can destroy all the works of darkness by, you know, filling your heart with the Word of God. Believe it, receive it, speak it, and act on it. It's got to happen. We're in the Father's house. We can do it. It doesn't matter if we're not skilled. Some things I'm not skilled at, and I know it. So I say, Lord, speed me up. Help me get to the point I'm trying to get to. And he'll do it. He can help us to go forward. And I do it all the time. I say, why am I having such a problem with this? You know, I'm used to things going along. And then he'll teach me whatever I need to know. One thing was healing a few years ago. It was recent. I thought about how people struggle to get healed. And he said, doubt can exist in different parts of your being. And I did not know that. That was just... He explained that doubt can exist in different parts of your being, your body. I always fought doubt in the mind and in the heart. The rules are, if you believe in your heart and doubt, if you believe and doubt not in your heart, you can get it over. You're going to win.
That's right.
And Kenneth Hagin taught this, and I found it to be true, even scripturally. You can have doubt in your, you can have faith in your heart and doubt in your mind and still get the job.
Yes, you can.
But if you have, I worked to get rid of doubt in my heart and mind. But I found out doubt can exist in your body. When I had terrible sinus problems, and it got so bad. I remember the first time Pastor Webb laid hands on me, I felt that was the only time I ever felt the anointing for healing on my nose. And I breathed like a baby. I felt good. It lasted a few weeks and it came back. Well, then I found out that doubt can exist in different parts of your being. So when he came to the church, he laid hands on me again, and I felt the anointing all over again. And I breathed like a baby. I said, "Now I'm not losing it this time," because
you took authority over it.
Yeah.
See, getting healing with somebody laying hand on you, you still got to know how to remain.
Yeah.
Maintain it.
And this is what happened.
Take authority and say, "You ain't coming back here."
Right.
Not here.
And the days that I was breathing like a baby, I could tell my nose was looking for symptoms. And I had to speak. I said, "Stop it." I spoke to my nose, "Stop it. You're in the Father's house."
Amen.
Not the hog pen.
That's right.
And I did better with it. I still had to fight it, but it never went back to how it was, and that taught me something. If you know what to fight, you can win. And there are things like that we have to deal with, and financial things, healing, promises that God has given us. It's in the Word of God, but I didn't know that doubt can exist other places, and it's always trying to creep to your heart, because sin is. Doubt is sin, so it's like leaven, and it tries to get where it's going to do the most damage. If people knew these things, they do better. People get healed by the droves at the Benny Hinn Crusades and other crusades, but they don't, just like me, they didn't know how to keep it. But you can learn if you ask. I said, "Lord, what's going on? Something I'm missing, and I don't know what it is." And he'll show you. That's what we need the Holy Spirit. He guide us where we need to be. And whenever we follow him, we get stronger. And then we can teach people, and they'll know what to watch out for too. But all that can't happen if these three guys, they went after something else. They went after a strange way. So they could have been a blessing, all three of them. They could, you know, Balaam was, he prophesied things that happened in Revelation. Korah didn't have to do what he did. He could have been humble and stayed in the flow of Moses. They made a choice. And they became an enemy to what, to the plan of God in their life, their anointing, and they betrayed everybody. All right, we'll pick up that next week. You know, I love the counsel of God. It keeps us safe. Somebody was going to do this anyway, but we can learn from what they did so we can not do and undo what they've done.
That's right. Praise the Lord.
Dear Lord, I thank you for your word, and I thank you for all of your promises. I thank you for your guidance, and help us to go totally forward in you, doing all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.